Hey everyone, welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. Alright guys, I decided to come back on here just because I can't get the NFL draft out of my mind. Look, I want to say this. You know, obviously there's been a lot of clamor but on Joe Shane. A lot of people have, you know, the reactions I've been seeing are not the reactions I'm used to seeing. You know, a lot of people are trashing the Giants, mostly because of the kind of contract they gave Daniel Jones. A lot of people don't like the signing. People don't think Daniel Jones is worth $165 million. You know, and it's understandable. The guy, he only threw 15 touchdowns. I understand that. I understand he only threw 15 touchdowns. Those aren't $165 million quarterback type. Those aren't the type of numbers a quarterback that's getting paid $165 million would put up. You know, Daniel Jones threw, let's say, at least 30 or 40 touchdowns, then this signing would make perfect sense. You know, everything, the NFL, nowadays, the NFL likes to go off of numbers. They like to go off of statistics and stuff like that. But the thing is, the Giants, first of all, they didn't have receivers. I'm sorry, you know? The Giants, they didn't have receivers, and now they do. You traded for one of the best tight ends when healthy. You know, you brought in some pieces. Now, I understand these guys aren't number one wide receivers. These guys, obviously, most of the receivers the Giants brought in aren't number one wide receiver material. But these are guys that made plays and put up yards and actually caught them. And not only that, they can actually catch the football and score touchdowns. The Giants still don't have their number one wide receiver. You know, there's been talks about, you guys were telling me about the Stephon Diggs situation. Stephon Diggs tweeted something on April Fool's Day saying that I don't know if this is true or not, but Good Morning Football. They were talking about the tweet Stephon Diggs posted on Twitter saying, "Come and rescue me," something like that. I don't know if it's true or not, you know. And Stephon Diggs hit, you know, there's been talks on if the Giants should make a big trade to get Stephon Diggs out of Buffalo. Which, look, if Stephon Diggs ever went to the Giants would have, you know, one of the best offenses in the NFC. You know, you have Stephon Diggs, Darren Waller, Saquon Barkley, like that's a copy version of Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and Isaiah Pacheco. You know, I don't think the Giants are, look, as much as I like Stephon Diggs, which I do, I think Stephon Diggs, he's a future Hall of Famer. Either or not he wins the Super Bowl, he's a future Hall of Famer. He's a top five receiver in this league. You know, he has all the attributes you want in a wide receiver. But I don't know if I want a guy. If I was Joe Shane, would I try to do whatever it takes to get a wide receiver of Stephon Diggs caliber? Absolutely. I mean, the guy he's a Pro Bowler. He put up back to back big number seasons. But the Giants still have the draft, and I just don't. And there's a lot of great wide receiver prospects in this draft, and that's why what I'm about to talk about has something to do with that. You know, I feel like the wide receiver options in the 2023 NFL draft are rich. They're rich. It's like a new soil that you put in to plant up new plants. That's what this new wide receiver draft class is to the Giants. You know, you bring in a number one receiver that's young, that doesn't have any type of injury history, that can show up and give you what you need. You know, I mean, you got guys like Jordan Addison. You got guys like Quentin Johnston. You got guys that can show up. You got guys like Zay Flowers, you know. You got guys like Jackson Smith the Jigba. There's a lot of great wide receivers in this draft class. The Giant, Joe Shane. The Giants shouldn't be, you know, worrying about the wide receiver position. Because you're going to have an opportunity to get one with the 25th pick in the first round. You know, there's a lot of great wide receivers in this year's draft class. The Giants shouldn't need to worry. Like, I like Stephon Diggs, but why are you gonna give up a first round pick when you don't even know how good? Look, I understand Stephon Diggs. He made Josh Allen great. Right when Stephon Diggs got to Buffalo, Josh Allen was a different quarterback. You know, but Joe Shane is still rebuilding, and I still think if you're Joe Shane, you want to go and bring in a receiver that's young. And I'm not trying to say stuff. I'm not trying to take anything away from Stephon Diggs. I think, like I said, Stephon Diggs, he's still pretty young. He's like 28, 29 years old. He's not that old. But what has the guy done ever since he's joined the Bills? He hasn't shown those top tier wide receiver materialistic, you know, things that you would see on the field. He didn't do anything against the Cincinnati Bengals. I want a wide receiver that's going to play lights out day in and day out. I don't want a wide receiver that's going to play one good game and then the other he's going to suck. You know, I want a wide receiver that's going to play great constantly. You know, and obviously that can't happen because no player is perfect. You're never going to have a perfect game, but I still want a wide receiver that's going to show up and bring some attention to himself. You know, but that's all. That's just for me. And look, if I was Joe Shane, would I try and take a look at Stephon Diggs? Yeah, but if it's for a first round pick, no. You know, I mean, imagine now if it was for like a late round pick, like a sixth or seventh round pick, I would give that up. But just imagine let's say you have a wide receiver like a Quentin Johnston or Jordan Addison, and you bring in Stephon Diggs. Oh my God, do you know how explosive the Giants offense would be? You have Jordan Addison, Quentin Johnston, two really good wide receivers, and you have a really good tight end in Darren Waller. Saquon Barkley, we all know how good of a stud he is. And we all know what Daniel Jones can do. And the Giants defense, we already know how good the Giants defense is. The New York Giants, if that ever happened, the New York Giants would look like, they will look like the Philadelphia Eagles from last year. Not saying that they will be, but there's a possibility that can happen. You know, but I'm not going to give up a first round pick because I'm not going to get rid of my opportunity of getting a great receiver. You know, that's what the draft is for. The draft is like medicine. When you're sick, medicine gets you better. That's what the draft is to teams that need help. If you're a team that's lacking talent, then hey, go and get what you need to get. You know. All right. Now that I'm done talking about that, let me get down to what I'm really about to talk about. And what I said, the Giants. You know, the Giants are going to have a lot of great options at the wide receiver spot in this year's draft class. That's all I'm saying. You know, that's all I'm saying. Look at, like a thriving Atlantic City casino, The Giants just keep adding slots. The retooling of the receiver corps to increase inside outside versatility led to 1 year free agent contracts for Paris Campbell, Jamison Crowder, and Sterling Shepard, all of whom have played at least 61% of their career snaps in the slot, according to Pro Football Focus. Wando Robinson adds to the crowd. Yeah, it won't be a surprise. It won't be a surprise if the long-term thinking Giants use their first-round pick in the draft on another human slot machine. You know, you got guys like Ohio State's Jackson Smith-Njigba, Boston College's Zay Flowers, and USC's Jordan Addison all fit the bill. TCU's Quentin Johnston is the outlier. You know, Tom McShay, ESPN draft analyst, was saying this. He was saying we've gotten spoiled the last 3 years. We have 3 to 4 guys each year that you are already looking at as Pro Bowlers, future Pro Bowlers, and maybe some Hall of Famers. This class, to me, doesn't have a true top 10 pick receiver. That was from Todd McShay. You know, so basically what I'm getting is that Todd McShay is expecting a first-round run on pass catchers to begin any time after pick number 15. You know, I honestly feel like that scenario could put pressure on general manager Joe Shane, who holds 7 picks in the 4th round or later, to be aggressive for a receiver. Look at the market rate to trade up a few spots from number 25 is a 4th rounder and maybe a 6th. This was from Tom McShay as well. He was saying, I think at least one will be available at number 25. It's probably going to be Addison, but I don't know that it will be more than one. You know, someone asked Tom McShay for a scouting report on, the Post asked McShay for a scouting report on each of the top 4 receivers in his rankings. Tom McShay's rankings aren't bad. I am going to actually fix this list because it is an absolute disgrace. So he's got Jackson Smith-Njigba first. It's not that bad. He's got Smith first, Flowers second, Johnston third, and Jordan Addison fourth. It's not bad. I actually agree with this. I actually agree with this list. Jackson Smith-Njigba, one of my favorite wide receivers coming out of Ohio State. Now this guy's coming off, and obviously we all know this guy's coming off an injury shortened 3-game season. You know, the former 1,600 yard receiver, is average by most size. 6 foot 196 pounds, and speed measurements. But this guy, he times, Jackson Smith-Njigba times in a 20-yard shuttle, which was 3.29 seconds. 3.29 seconds and 6.57 seconds. Those numbers were topped among receivers at the NFL Combine. I feel like it's what this guy can do in a short area to uncover so quickly. You don't have a guy who is going to beat you on a ton of 50-50 balls, but this guy does have strong hands. You don't have a guy who's going to flat out outrun you. Jackson Smith-Njigba, his football instincts and his quickness getting in and out of breaks and being able to get open and subtle moves and sharp cutting moves is what separates him from all these other receivers. Then you got Zay Flowers. I love this one. The ability to produce 78 catches for 1,077 yards and 12 touchdowns as a one-man offense can't be ignored. Now look at it. That's not a big gap between Jaxon Smith-Njigba and Zay Flowers. You know, Zay Flowers, 5'9", 182 pounds. You know, everything this guy does, is full throttle. Like, practice, meetings, game days. Everyone knew the ball was going to Zay Flowers. That says a lot about his competitiveness and his ability to uncover. You know, this guy, he's like another Wando Robinson. You know, Zay Flowers has added, I also heard that this guy added more than 10 pounds since weighing in at the combine. It's very clear that this guy is taking it really seriously. He's added a lot of bulk, and strength, which I think will help his game, especially getting off the press coverage. Johnston. Look, in a traditional team building sense, the Giants would target this guy. This guy, 6'3", tall dude, not that big, only weighs around 208 pounds, as an ex receiver for balance. Let's add this guy's 40.5 inch vertical leap and 33.5 inch arms in the skyscraper. Quentin Johnston, I mean, you are gambling more on his potential than on where he is in terms of development. A big receiver who can out-muscle some guys when the ball is in the air, but he doesn't always high point the ball. So he's not using his length as much as he can, making that first defender miss, and his size to run over some defensive backs in the open field and gain 5 to 7 yards at the end of the play is what makes him kind of unique. And finally, Jordan Addison. One clear point of emphasis during the Giants offseason was improved team speed. Jordan Addison, 5'11", 173 pounds. He definitely fits the mold with a 4.49 second yard 40 yard dash that he ran at the scouting combine. This guy, he's just got deep speed. He tracks the ball beautifully. When the ball is in the air, his ability to adjust to it and run under it with that second gear. I know he's undersized, but I just like his agility. He's just a really confident pass catcher who can track it on all three levels. I think you are getting a really good player in Jordan Addison who is never going... Look at this guy, he's not going to be a number one pick. But he can definitely be a solid number two or a great number three. And yeah, that's what I think from this list. And that's my explanation on why I think this list is pretty solid and acceptable. There's obviously you got other great wide receivers. You got guys like Jalin Hyatt. The list goes on and on. But we'll have to see what happens. But that's all I got to say about that. The reason why I brought this up is because, everyone is clamoring on Daniel Jones, on Joe Shane, because maybe everyone thought that last season was a hoax and the Giants got lucky because they got an easy schedule and all this other crap. But no, the Giants were successful because they finally got a good coaching staff. They got a good GM and they got a quarterback. They got a quarterback that they can win with. Now that you add, like, Daniel Jones didn't have a lot to work with, and he still took you to the playoffs, won you a playoff game. So just imagine what he's gonna do now with Darren Waller in. You re-signed Darius Slayton and you got Sterling Shepard back. You don't have a number one receiver. And most of these moves are really good moves. And look, I understand these guys aren't big time playmakers, but these are guys that made plays in big time moments. And now you add that to Daniel Jones, you know, you add it to the project that you're trying to finish. You know, if you don't fit, if you don't finish your project in time, you're gonna get an F by your art teacher. You know? Let's hope the Giants don't get an F. Let's hope they get an A plus in every single week that they play in. Okay? That's what I'm saying. And yeah, guys, that's all I have to say about that. I hope you guys enjoyed what I had to say about the entire situation about Joe Shane. And look it. I understand a lot. Look, I understand Daniel Jones is a lot. I understand the guy is under pressure. The guy signed a big, he signed a $162 million deal. Only thrown 15 touchdowns. I understand a lot of pressure can be on him. But he wasn't given any help. And what were the Giants going to do in free agency? You can't tell me Derek Carr is better than Daniel Jones. You can't tell me Jimmy Garoppolo is better than Dan. You can't tell me that. The only quarterback that I would say the only quarterback decision the Giants would have done, you know, like, would be Aaron. I think the only decision the only move the Giants would have made was get Aaron Rodgers. But why would Aaron Rodgers come to the Giants? He doesn't know anyone from this organization, you know. And why would you get rid of him when you know you can win with him? That's stupid, you know. And you're not gonna get a top pick in the draft. You're not gonna be able to draft a quarterback. I understand the Giants are looking, you know. I've seen guys like Hendon Hooker, pretty good quarterback, but he's not going to the Giants. The Giants have a quarterback, you know. And look, I understand he got paid all this money, but you don't know what Daniel Jones can do. And a lot of people are saying, oh, this guy, he's going to be one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFC East for a long time. Oh, wait, but there's been talks. People are now saying, oh, maybe this guy could be the second best quarterback in the NFC East. A lot of people are saying that Daniel Jones is better than Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott, a guy that who should have been in the Super Bowl a long time ago, but he's never gone to the Super Bowl. And I'm not trying to put all the blame on Dak Prescott. Mike McCarthy's going to do a horrible job because the guy hasn't called plays in years. You know, like I said yesterday, I still think, even though it's way too early to talk about this division, you know, because we don't know what the NFC East is going to look like. Don't get me wrong, the NFC East is no longer the NFC East. The NFC least has gone from least, you know, to NFC beast, because you look at the Commanders, they got a good offense coordinator, but don't have a quarterback. I love Washington's defense. They did lose some pieces in that secondary, but they got a great defensive line. I love their receiving core. I love, you know, they lost some pieces on the offensive line, and hey, you never know. You might have a star in Sam Howell. You never know. He did dominate the Dallas Cowboys defense, you know. And you brought in a really good offensive coordinator in Eric Bieniemy. That's a really good hire, you know. And I like Ron Rivera. I think Ron Rivera is a great head coach, even though he hasn't been in the Super Bowl ever since, you know, his days in Carolina. Then you got the Dallas Cowboys, great defense. Adding Stephon Gilmore definitely helps. You got Brandon Cooks, great receiver, but you don't have a play caller. You know, I don't believe in Mike McCarthy. You know, he hasn't called plays since he's been the head coach for the Packers. You know, and then we get to the Giants. The Giants are getting better. And we already know the Eagles are, like, there hasn't been a team in this division that won the NFC East twice since the since the Philadelphia Eagles in the 2001 season. You know, so that's just from me. But we're gonna have to see what happens. But I'm confident enough to speak for every team in this division that this division is going, I think it's very clear to say that this division is going to be the best division in the NFC, in the entire NFC conference, because I just don't see any, I don't see a better division than this one. You know, the NFC West is a mess. We don't know what the Rams are going to look like. I think it's very obvious that the 49ers will win that division. The NFC South is a mess. And hey, the NFC North is interesting. I think the NFC North might be very interesting now that Aaron Rodgers will no longer be in that division, because Aaron Rodgers, he's been running the NFC North for a long time now. Now we're gonna see what happens. The Lions, I would not sleep on the Lions. I think the NFC North, it's simply gonna go down to the Lions or to the Vikings. I'm not sold on the Bears yet, even though Ryan Poles, he's been making a lot of good moves. I'm not sold on the Bears yet. And I'm sorry, Packers fans, but I'm gonna say it. The Packers are gonna suck next year. You know, I'm sorry. I think the Packers are gonna be in another full rebuild, you know, because you got a young quarterback. You know, he's gonna learn a new system, so yeah. But that division, the NFC North, it's simply going to go down to the Lions or to the Vikings, which I never believed I would ever say that, but I did. And yeah, guys, but that's all I got to say about that. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. And yeah, we'll see what happens, but I'm very excited for the draft. Oh, man, we're like what? The draft is what, April 27th. So we're like 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. We're 23 days away from the NFL draft. So I'll keep you guys updated on the number of days we have left. And yeah, like I said, I hope you guys enjoyed this one. I'll keep you guys updated for more news about the New York Giants as the offseason continues. But until then, guys, I am out. Peace.